All right, welcome everyone to episode 6 of Around the Controller for the week of July 10th. I am your host today, Mizuki, and I am joined by the man who's not real life royalty, but he's a king in all of our hearts, King Kaiser.
What's up, everybody?
A different king that might be the king of fishing, but I don't even know if he fishes. It's the Fisher King.
I actually used to. Sorry, I had to grab this book because I'm a learned man off of my brand new bookshelf that I put up today.
Fancy.
Is this IKEA? Are we talking IKEA?
Overstock.com.
Yay! Okay, solid, solid,
Well,
solid choice.
Fisher is trying to dapper up. The real dapper dastard is Pridge.
Hey.
That's not how you wear a mask.
Oh, he
There
was
you
ready.
go. There you
It's a little low. There we go. My mouth is on my chin.
go.
What's up, Rusty?
All right. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is our bi-weekly gaming podcast where we talk about games we've been playing and a topic of the week. This week's topic is Are Games Too Long? But before
Yes.
we.
Okay, thanks everybody. Good night.
That's it. We're done.
Good night,
Calling it.
everyone.
Now we're gonna play League for 4 hours.
Before we actually dive into whether games are too long or not, Kaiser, what have you been playing?
Well, I was gone for a whole week, and now I need to get back and finish the last like 5 to 6 hours of The Last of Us, but I still haven't started it yet because I'm trying to actually create content again, which is it's weird getting back to that discipline after literally almost 6 months of making a video every week. So I don't think I've played a game yet. Oh no, I did play a cool new game. This is very much inspired by the Phoenix Wright franchise. It's called Murder by Numbers. It is on the Switch and Steam. It has a fun art style. The thing I love very much about it is it's very the characters and stuff are very similar to Phoenix Wright, where they're like very quirky and colorful and kind of ridiculous, but the game is rated PG-13, so they can swear, and that ooh is so much nicer. Like literally the first item that you find in the game is a literal tampon, and if you wanted to, you can go around showing people the tampon, and like
Radical,
everybody will make
finally.
hilarious jokes about it. It's very funny. The game, if you're a fan of Phoenix Wright, I would recommend it, but it also helps if you like oh, what's that called? Not Sudoku, the fill in the like X the boxes.
Picross?
Picross. Yes, it's literally the thing I don't like about it is it doesn't have the courtroom scenes that you love in Phoenix Wright. Instead,
Yeah.
it's like here's Picross puzzles, and it's like listen, I love Picross. I got this game because I literally have probably spent over 50 hours playing Picross on my phone. But right now, honestly, even though I could rave about parts of it, I probably only give it a 7 out of 10. It's 15 bucks if you have nothing going on, pick it up. But there's a lot of good video games coming out right now, and I want to get to playing those.
RK fan brings up a good point in the chat. I don't think the game is PG-13. It's a movie rating.
No way. Oh, damn it. You're right. All right, it's T for teen. God damn it. Damn you, RK.
I hate T for teen.
What was the name of the game again? I think I just zoned out for a second.
Murder by Numbers. Yeah. The plot's cool. Also has a lot of really good representation in the game. Like the main character's best friend is a very outspokenly gay man, and like the third I'm on the third of four like murder cases in the game, and it takes place at a gay bar, and like one of the main characters is a drag queen, and they do a lot of really good jokes with that. So a tasteful jokes.
I was gonna say done well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they I mean, obviously I am
Loud sweating.
I'm not the one to be like, hey, this is they're doing this great, but nothing has been like, oh, that's offensive.
Okay. Nothing's crossed a line, so that's
No,
good.
no, no. I'm into it. I'm into it. I recommend it.
All right, cool.
Vaguely.
You're seven out of ten into it.
If it's your thing, you'll love it. Like you'll have a good time with it. But if it's not, then why would you even play it? You know?
if you get bored in the first hour, that's probably a good indicator of what the rest of the game's going to be.
It's the same thing the whole way through. Yeah. So,
all right, cool. Anything else, or is that it?
That's literally all I've been playing. Yeah, haven't had the time.
I feel you there, Fisher King. What have you been playing?
So on the whole, like we've been playing JRPGs while in the Rona times, because they take a lot of time and you have a lot of time. And shocker, Persona 4 Golden still good in the year of our Lord 2020. I've been kicking ass through that. Love P5 as Victoria's first time playing a Persona game, minus P3. P4 is great. Kanji's best girl. I'm trying to think what I haven't been playing besides that. Really, we were on a vacation, so I didn't like. We haven't been playing a shitload of games. Other than that, I've been playing some Darkest Dungeon. That game still fucking rules. I'm very excited for the second one of that. I've been playing Moonlighter on Switch. I played Moonlighter on PC before, but it works much better portably. Because
I agree.
Yeah,
I don't got the fucking time. I mean, I'm not gonna talk about League of Legends, but League of Legends.
I think I'm like 3 weeks clean at this point. I'm out.
Shit, dude. Yeah, I mean, I'm like.
We'll change that.
I'm never more than like an hour and a half clean of Legends of Runeterra because it's on my phone now, and that's a problem.
Rusty in the chat says, "What is League of Legends about?"
Never heard of it.
I'm almost certain he's trolling, but
small indie game. Something. So literally today, I was playing Ratchet and Clank, the 2018 remake.
16. Oh,
was it that old? Wow. Really? 2016 remake. And fun fact about that game.
Let me double check that.
It is the only game that has ever caused my PlayStation 4 to overheat.
Hey.
No. It is 2016.
I've gotten the like, hey, the PS4 is kind of hot warning before, but today was the very first time that it actually turned off my thing because it was like, no, it's too hot.
Do you have the OG PS4?
I do. I have I have a limited edition Destiny 2 white or Ooh. Destiny 1 white PS4.
No, I mean, that's fine. Destiny 1. After a while.
Because I do not have a pro. I don't believe in buying second gen fancy booster consoles.
I was because like I didn't get one until the slims were out. So I like mm-hmm. I have the slim, but mine didn't overheat during Last of Us 2. So
see, that was the thing. Like, it didn't overheat playing Death Stranding. Didn't overheat playing Red Dead 2. Didn't overheat playing Horizon Zero Dawn. Ratchet and Clank, the 2016 film tie-in game, can't handle it.
Just couldn't do it.
That's where I draw the fucking line.
Any other games?
I think that's it.
I wanted to ask, since you are just... Did you finish the Ratchet & Clank game, or are you still playing it?
Oh, yeah, I finished it. I finished when it came out.
Are you now looking forward to the new Ratchet & Clank?
That's what made me want to replay it. I've played every single Ratchet & Clank game. It's one of my favorite series, actually.
Cool.
I think it's criminally underrated. I'm very excited for it. That game is a fucking, like, it's gorgeous, it's fun, the guns are cool, and, like, that's really the only three things I give a fuck about from a Ratchet & Clank game. Oh, and it's funny, because the team that writes those games has a great fucking sense of humor.
That is true.
The whole thing is in media res about someone explaining the plot of the video game Ratchet & Clank to someone else. And that kicks so much fucking ass.
That is pretty good. I want more games like that. Dapper, what are you playing?
Outside of dabbling in a little bit of Darkest Dungeon and some League ARAMs, it's still just Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition.
Yeah!
Can we get a time counter update on...
Alright, I am at about 90... I'm about 99 hours.
Jesus God.
40-ish hours in 2 weeks, cool.
I could have... easily have beaten it 30 hours ago, but I'm just fucking around with endgame content. Two of my seven party members are level 99. The other ones are right behind them at 98 and 97.
Jesus.
I think I've beaten every side quest, and two of the five super bosses are dead. So really just a couple more party levels and three more super bosses, and then I'll recheck the quest list online and I'll probably have like a pseudo 100% on it.
Man, oh man.
How many more hours do you think that is?
The biggest problem is the last super bosses are all super gimmicky and you have to have really specific item sets to beat them. And I don't know which of those gems and equipment slots I have. If I have the right items, then I'm like, honestly, 5 hours away. Just a little bit more grinding and then I'm done. If I need to grind for more gems for my armor, then that's a bit longer. Maybe another 10, 15 hours then.
Man, oh man.
You're definitely getting your fucking money's worth off of that game.
I was gonna say, Mizuki, you should have had him go last because that's the perfect segue to the topic.
I thought about it after he was already talking.
To be fair, P4 is also a very long game.
Yeah.
This conversation, I will bring up my thoughts on JRPG length, so don't worry, we'll get more into that.
Fridge and I are gonna fucking go to town. I have a feeling about talking about JRPG length.
But here to go to town on each other for some of it, but
yes, that's what's gonna happen.
All right, is that it for you, Dapper?
Yeah, just messing around with a couple things, but mostly that.
All right, I played quite a few games. The main one, Last of Us Part 2, finished it. There's a review up on our channel. If you are not concerned about spoilers, go watch it. If you are concerned about spoilers, don't bother even checking. That's all I will say. If you want to know more, go watch the video. Other games I have played, I went and finished up the first season of the Batman Telltale game. I got most of the way through before Last of Us, but when Last of Us came out, I kind of put that aside. So I finished the first season. It was very okay. There are so many technical issues with that game. I thought it was bad before, like, the last two chapters. It was far worse in the last two chapters.
Damn.
There were so many problems. I had to make a decision at one point without any of the lead-up dialogue. Like, all the characters just didn't say anything, and the subtitles didn't run.
Oh, no.
And
people wonder why Telltale closed.
I sure as fuck don't after playing that game. Jesus. Apparently, like, I thought it like got to the end and I was like, man, that's kind of a cliffhanger ending. Did they do a second season? Apparently they did, so I might eventually go play that, but not right now because it was pretty mediocre. One of the other games I played is I tried out the tech test of Hyperscape.
I played that as well. I meant to say that. I totally played Hyperscape.
Oh, I'm interested in what you thought because I actually enjoyed it a lot.
I liked it a lot, yeah.
I did not think that you could take arena combat, mix it with battle royale, and come out with a good product, but
yeah,
you can, apparently. They do a really good job of creating zones of arena combat, which I think is how the game actually works as a whole, is they essentially create a ton of small zones that you do that arena-based, fast-paced, high verticality combat. And they're all separated out by kind of like dead zones of like, if you go through here, it's a no man's land in a way. And it just works. The power and weapon systems in that game are perfect as far as I'm concerned. Balancing on them still needs some work, but like...
Ooh, the D-tap is a problem.
Yeah. The balancing still needs work, but I think the core systems are fantastic. Like the weapon upgrade system is fantastic. The
movement feels good.
Movement's great. The power upgrade system is fantastic. It's just all around great game. Hunter, I definitely recommend it. It's very different from all of their battle royales that I've played.
Yes.
It's the first one since probably like PUBG that I've been interested in legitimately. Other ones I've played is I started South Park Stick of Truth. I've never played any of the South Park games.
Is that the first one or the second one?
The first
That's
one.
The first.
The Fractured But Whole is the second
one. Yes, the Fractured But Whole. I played Stick of Truth. I didn't play Fractured But Whole.
But I'm really enjoying Stick of Truth so far. The combat system's a little weird. It's kind of got some Legend of Dragoon vibes for me. With like the button timing presses on like when you attack and stuff, it's very
I always think of doesn't one of the Super Mario RPGs have that?
Literally all of the Mario RPGs have that.
Yeah,
there you go. That's what I think of when I encounter that.
Yeah, I haven't played Paper Mario or Mario RPG. So the first thing I go to is Legend of Dragoon, which is similar. Except it's more combo based, so like you do it'll be like X square triangle sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really just feels like you're playing through a really long episode of South Park. It's great.
Yes. So, somebody I remember right when it came out was like, this is, if you think of it that way, like this is one of the better seasons of South Park to come out in a while. And I was like,
it's pretty true. Like, it's great. It's so good.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone, despite being canceled, they are funny dudes.
They got canceled? No, what did they do? I mean, it's not surprising, but what did they do?
I'm the racist.
Oh, that's not shocking. Well, I guess, actually, it's a little shocking considering how fun they make fun of, like, how often they make fun of the KKK, especially in Stick of Truth.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Their whole comedy thing has always been, like, make fun of everything.
That's true.
That way, like, comedy rule of, like, if you make fun of everything, no one can get mad at you for making fun of one particular thing.
Yeah, if nothing is sacred, then nothing is.
Which isn't true, but.
No, it's not true at all.
But so far, I think I'm like a third-ish quarter through the game so far. I'm not super far yet, but really enjoying it. And I have, I think I also picked up Fractured But Whole, so I'll probably follow up with that as well, because I'm just having a really good time so far. And I think, other than more League of Legends and a little bit of Valorant, that's all I've been playing. So, I ask all of you this question. Are games too long?
Yes.
No, I'm good.
Torn.
I'm good.
Okay, so we got yes, no, and it's, maybe.
It's the thing of, it's like, are they too long? The answer is no. The reason games feel long is because they don't have enough content to keep them like feeling entertaining the whole way throughout. That's what the argument is. It's as we've complained about often on in Discord, like every time a new game comes out and the developer says, this is the largest game we've ever made, all of us collectively roll our eyes because cool, it's big, but what do I do for the 60 hours that I'm in it?
You walk through a fucking infinite wasteland, and I'm not talking about for Fallout games, I'm talking about infinite wasteland of fucking Ghost of Tsushima or fucking Horizon Zero or whatever the fuck. There's nothing out there. It's just procedurally generated fucking forest land I'm gonna walk through. Todd.
Yeah, Todd.
I love how he used like Assassin's Creed and Ghost of Tsushima and then went to Todd Howard.
Well, had nothing to do. Skyrim is one of my biggest recipes of there is nothing on this goddamn map except some dungeons that are all the fucking same.
I agree. Like, I think Skyrim in particular.
To be fair, Skyrim did come out, I think, 10 years ago at this point.
Yes, but Skyrim is definitely when they started. Skyrim is still a map that people compare
map sizes to games to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think Skyrim and GTA 5 are the biggest comparisons for map size, and literally the whole northern section of GTA 5 is a desert.
Listen, I don't know why people aren't comparing the 10 out of 10 game Breath of the Wild, because that map is big, and I'll say it was good.
I mean, it was good, but it was also pretty empty.
Don't start this with me.
Yeah, we should. This is gonna continue to do it.
It is also like it is unfathomably empty as far as a map goes.
I don't know why. I didn't feel that way.
We're not doing this right now.
You're right.
So, I think we were out some good examples. I think Assassin's Creed, especially Odyssey, is a good example, I think.
Yeah, Jesus.
I'm hoping Ghost of Tsushima is a bad example. I really hope that game isn't gargantuan, because they haven't marketed that, and I'm really excited for it.
1 week, baby. I'm actually, I wasn't excited for that, and then after the Game Awards, not the Game Awards thing, the Summer Games Fest thing, I came away very excited for Ghost of Tsushima.
I won it very badly. I got the collector's edition.
Wow, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Throwing down the big bucks.
I'm a weeb, we all know this, and this game is just weeb Assassin's Creed, That's all I needed.
We've been asking for since Assassin's Creed 1.
Weeba Creed is all I need, man.
The AC team is like, nah, we're good. We don't want that literal cash pile of Ninja Assassin's Creed.
And some American weebs over at Sony are like, yo, can we do a weeb game? And the Japanese side of Sony's like, of course you can. Why would we ever say no to this?
The glory of Nihongo.
God damn it.
But I think with like Assassin's Creed is a good example, because I actually really enjoyed Assassin's Creed, and I didn't feel like it was super empty because they power you through the empty areas. Meaning, like, you have your...
We're specifically talking about Odyssey, right?
Yes, sorry, specifically Odyssey, because I didn't play Origins. But, like, they give you a horse, and this is probably an indicator of how empty some of the parts are, but you can literally go on a trail and auto-ride your horse to the next town.
Listen. Don't get me started. At some point, we'll talk about Red Dead Redemption 2, but yeah, I'll put a pin in that for now, and you go on.
Zach and I are going to fucking just...
But I think Assassin's Creed Odyssey... Because I'm along with Zach. I think games are sometimes too long, depending on their content and what their goal is. I'm going to roll this into The Last of Us 2 in a second. But Odyssey was like 2 or 3 times as long as The Last of Us Part 2 for me. I think I put 60 or 80 hours into that game. I don't remember which. I platinumed it, so I enjoyed it a lot. But it didn't feel as empty because of how much time they spent making your traversal mechanisms very easy and very fast. So like the horse is a super fast way to go through the empty parts of the land. The boats are a really quick way to get through the sea parts. There were a few parts where I literally just pointed my boat in a direction and I went to the bathroom and came back. Well, it just went there, but like...
Question, is there not fast travel in Odyssey?
There is fast travel to places you've been to before.
Oh, okay. Well,
so once you've been there, well, there's landmarks. It's like the old Assassin's Creed, where like you climb certain things, you'll get a fast travel point.
Yes.
For the boats, it's the harbor. So like, if you're on a boat, you can fast travel to a harbor really easy.
How does that compare to like? Because what's popping in my head is like the Fallout games of like
not nearly that amount of places you can teleport to.
Not that many.
Okay.
Not that many, but like they make it very easy to get places. So
think kind of like the tower system in Breath of the Wild almost.
Yeah.
You climb a thing, you unlock that waypoint.
You can teleport. Yeah.
It's more like that. There are more than I think the Breath of the Wild towers, but and you can call your horse at any time. It's like Breath of the Wild calling your horse, except even easier. Like you don't even have to stop running to get on your horse in Odyssey.
Your horse will teleport out of the fucking negative zone and just like be there.
Yeah, and if it runs,
so Witcher 3.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
yeah. That was a good one.
Where Roach can just like appear in between trees, no matter what.
Exactly,
the most powerful character in the Witcher universe, Roach.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but like I think. The main reason I wanted to bring it up is like Assassin's Creed is a 60-80 hour game, which is generally too long for me at this point in time. Yes. But it didn't feel that long, and it had the right amount of like pacing. There's enough side quests where I can get distracted as much as I want, and then if I don't want to get distracted, I can just fucking go do the main quest. I always know where it is and how to do it.
Contrast that with go on.
I was gonna say, compared to The Last of Us Part 2, which
is not an open world game except for one part
in the very beginning, is open world sort of, but they definitely railroad you though pretty much the whole game minus that one section. And for The Last of Us Part 2, it's a narrative game. The whole game, the good parts of the game are narrative. The gameplay is fun, but it's not Assassin's Creed Odyssey fun. It's not Metal Gear Solid 5 fun. It's not numerous other JRPG fun. It's fine. So those times in between the narrative set pieces feel longer, and especially in Last of Us Part 2, they really drag out some of those areas. There's a specific one where you have to walk towards this Ferris wheel, and it takes like 5 hours to fucking get there.
Yeah, we both complain about this, but my biggest gripe in that game is there's about 5 different times where you have a goal that your character is trying to get to in Seattle, and they'll say, okay, I'm almost there, and then you'll go through like an hour like section that's like super tense, and you're doing whatever, you know, fighting off the monsters or fighting off humans, and then like you get to another point, and like you can see the objective you're getting to, and it's like, okay, I'm closer now, and it's like,
Am I?
But I'm still not that close.
Right, yeah. And then, compare that even to Last of Us 1, where there's like the whole beginning bit of traveling to the Capitol building.
Yeah.
And like they constantly waypoint you throughout it, and they like you cheat, you know, they cheat you through buildings and geometry and shit, but you're constantly showing the progression towards that location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think compared to Last of Us 1, 2 is literally double or triple the size of the game in terms of length, yeah, depending on how fast you did 1.
It drags, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and so I think that's my primary complaint about the whole game, is it just drags you through, well, and it's not like an open world.
One like narrative thing I want to avoid in this conversation is the obvious, yeah, but if they spend a good, if you're not, if any games uses the time well, that's not the conversation I want to have here, because like that's just saying, yeah, but good example means everything is okay. That's in in general, we're trying to discuss if games are too long or not. Just because certain games do make the most out of their longer time period, yeah, doesn't necessarily mean that that is a universal good.
That's very fair.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Yeah, because one thing that I bemoan constantly is just that now we are in a day and age where so many people are making games, and so many people are making great games.
And so many big, highly anticipated games.
Exactly. And it's physically impossible to play all of them, which... Yep. As somebody who wants to be able to play all of them so I can talk about all of them, it sucks. It makes me sad, but it's fine. You know, maybe I'll play this Assassin's Creed game. Maybe.
Oh, Valhalla, no chance. Give that a hard skip.
I think you bring up a good point, Fisher, of just how many big like AAA games there are. And if you want to play all of them right now, you're kind of fucked. Or you have to really...
Day one, Last of Us 2, not playing it. I'll watch a playthrough.
I mean, I still haven't finished Final Fantasy VII Remake, and at this point, I'm just not gonna go back to finish the last 5 hours of that game. And that's
I was gonna bring that in too, of like just this year of the big AAA releases, Final Fantasy VII Remake was 30-40 hours for the first playthrough, I think.
And how much of the what do you think the equivalent hours of that in the original game are?
I think most people said like 6 to 8 hours, right?
I think it's 6 to 8. I also don't think it's a fair comparison because of how much they tweaked.
I understand that I totally understand. But like that's if anything, that just speaks to like the evolution of how games, like what is prioritized, and like how games, like how much time you can squeeze out of smaller things.
Yep.
Smaller settings.
So I'm going to interject here because this is the first funny point where I completely differ from all you guys. Mm-hmm. Again, I only have a PC and a Switch, and I play not nearly the same amount of AAA games that you guys do. Like,
totally.
No, play Last of Us 1 or 2, no FF7 Remake, no Doom Eternal, no Half-Life Alyx. I won't play Cyberpunk. I won't play Ghost of Tsushima. I'm also a fairly cheap person. I don't like to spend a lot of money. So when I find a single $60 game that can entertain me for 100+ hours, that's my zone. I actually don't want to play every single game out there. I like to find ones that can keep me engrossed for extensively long periods of time. Which I think the first like big point we're just differing on, and it's not that it's a right or wrong. It's not a right or wrong thing. It's just a difference. It's just a difference in how we like to deal with stuff.
But, you are totally right. Because
I don't want to spend $60 five times during the summer. I want to buy I want to buy Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition and have it take 3 weeks of all my gaming. I love that shit. I love that shit to death.
I think that's exactly right. It's you know, depends on who the game is for. It's just the modern gamer like first world problem thing of being like, man, there's
too many good games.
I think I can definitely relate to you, Depper, because like, especially before I actually had like any disposable income as an adult period, like I used to just flock to games that would eat up hundreds of hours. Like,
totally.
I played like the same Fire Emblem game like seven times.
Exactly.
30-hour playthroughs, and I redo them.
I've played through Fire Emblem 1 a ton of times, as we've talked about on this show before. I played through fucking Tales of Symphonia like 14 different times over the years.
You're an absolute insane person for that.
Yeah, that's your enough.
But a lot of those were when I was like younger, my family had not much money. I pretty much bought all my games used, and any games I got were at Christmas, and I got diddly shit from one Christmas until the next Christmas.
Side note, do y'all remember when you got a game as a kid and it was a bad game and you just had to play it anyways?
Yes.
Luckily, my parents didn't like spend too much time over my shoulder. As long as I told them I tried it once and enjoyed it, they wouldn't mind. But
oh, my mom didn't know the difference.
I got like one of the last Medal of Honor games they made, and it was absolute trash, and it was for the Wii, and it was like hyper trash. And I played it like once, told my dad it was fun, and then never touched it again.
I didn't play a ton of bad games, if that makes any sense. I basically only played established franchises. Like, I played Final Fantasies, and I played like Ratchet and Clank, and like stuff that like had multiple. I would look for stuff that had multiple entries so I could play games in succession. And then by the time I moved on from that, I had a fucking job and I could buy my own terrible video games.
Yeah. There are only a couple bad video games I got. I remember specifically a Yu-Gi-Oh game for PS1 that was fucking awful.
I remember that game.
I had that game.
every Yu-Gi-Oh game is a gem.
No, it's not. The GBA games are actually fantastic, but
yeah,
the
one of the GBA games is
the PlayStation. I want to say it's like Duel of Fates or some shit like that.
Thank you.
That is literally the only game I've ever tried to return to a GameStop. Like, I play like an hour and I brought it back and I was like, please let me return this. Yeah. It's terrible. But I think I mostly skipped out bad games because by having only one period of time for the year that I could get games, I did get like Nintendo Power like secondhand from a lot of people Game Informer and stuff. So I would get those and I'd look through and find good games that way. So by the time Christmas came around, I knew which ones I wanted, and they were the ones people actually enjoyed, and I didn't end up like randomly guessing.
Right.
It's like, I definitely feel where you're at, Dapper, and I think college wise I was definitely there too. I played a fuckload of World of Warcraft, which wasn't even super cheap, but was definitely time consuming.
Right.
Yeah, I mean God forbid you want to play like modern releases and also have a games as a service type game you play.
Oh,
like,
fuck. You can't.
You're completely screwed. It's like, okay, well, I'm gonna sink.
You want to play Destiny but also play other things? Fuck you.
Exactly.
I actually think this is another great point. So, games as a service and a lot of the free to play games, do you guys think those will replace a lot of the longer games over time?
No.
Sorry, repeat that question one more time.
Do you think games as a service will replace at least longer Western games? I know JRPGs are never going to be short. That's just fucking accepted.
This is why Chrono Trigger is perfect. It's only 14 hours.
Needs about 70 more hours.
Yeah. I do want to... That does like actually work with JRPG argument, where it's like, there are certain varieties of games that like on the fucking label, they're like, this is gonna take fucking forever.
Yeah.
And if that's part of your advertising, like part of like the styling of it, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because when I pick up a Persona game, I'm like, I'm spending 90 hours on this. I know that on purchase. I know that it's going to be grindy because it's JRPG. I know that I'm gonna do the same fucking fights with the same abilities 1,000 times. That I'm okay with. But when a fucking AAA game like a Far Cry or a fucking Red Dead does the same thing, I'm like, fuck off, how dare you? Like, it's just another mission given to me by some other fucking dude to go shoot a bunch of guys in a location and then return.
That's a good point. I don't know why we're not as harsh on RPGs that have like really repetitive mechanics versus other games. I guess that's kind of like built
because RPGs have had that literally forever, but all big AAA games constantly talk about how they're cutting edge and the newest thing and game breaking and all the teraflops and like they beat you over the head with how new and exciting things are, and then when they repeat things, you're annoyed by it.
Do you guys think that the price of a game ties into it too? And what I mean by that is Western games tend to have crazy high AAA Western games tend to have crazy high budgets. They're going super deep into realistic graphics, getting top end voice acting talent, all that jazz. When you go to a JRPG, that game still is going to cost $60, probably $70 for the next gen, but they still have to justify a customer spending $60 on it. Do they pad that with content instead of with crazy graphics or voice acting and all that jazz?
That's a difficult thing. It's like for me, Resident Evil 2, which I think now is it was 2019. God, it feels wild to think that Resident Evil 3 was literally just a few months ago. 2020 is an infinite time hole. That game, I'm pretty sure, is like only 12 hours for one playthrough. Then after that, once you knew how to play the game, man, oh man, you fucking zip through it. But that felt great. Like, that time frame felt wonderful. Contrast that with Resident Evil 3, which I think some people were saying like they beat in 6 hours. That feels a little, I don't want to use the word unconscionable, but at the very least depressing or like disappointing. So, and I think too,
that's $10 an hour to play that game.
Yeah.
Which, if I'm dropping $60, please be longer than 10 hours at the very least. It's 10, like, you know, that's not a hard cap, obviously. I'm not trying to do some specific mathematical formula, but if I'm dropping 60, I really do want more than 6 hours out of a game.
Totally. And it varies too. Like if I do the whole like entertainment versus cost thing, like I live in New York and see a movie there, it's literally $20 for the ticket. So if I see a 2-hour movie, that's $10, and I don't complain about that.
That was the argument that when Donut County came out, I made that argument, I think, to Zach, where I was like, it's $10 on Steam. It's like 3 hours, has a kick-ass soundtrack. You can pay $10, play it for 3 hours, have a great fucking time. It's cheaper than a movie. You don't have to put on pants. Fantastic. Perfect. Love it.
Yeah.
I mean, the no pants option.
$3.33 for hour of entertainment. That's a good deal. I'll pay $3.33 to get entertained for an hour anytime.
Look, motherfucker, I pay $3.75 to take the goddamn subway one stop. I don't want to hear it. I don't enjoy that one bit.
Yeah, that's, subway prices are egregious. That's not the point here, though. I have such a like a pushback against that argument, though. But like, at the end of the day, like if you don't feel like you got your money's worth out of a game, that's a problem. Do I think that game should have been cheaper? Probably, if they're going to sell it being what the finished product was, but they also could have just made more, but also better game. Not don't just add sections, but like, I mean, people complained about it because there was scenes in the original game were cut.
I was going to say, didn't they remove sections?
Yeah. They did the opposite of Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Odd that the games industry is so drilled into the $60 price point, and like,
$70.
Charge me $30 for a game that's half the scope of a regular game. I'm fine with that.
Speaking of, you brought up Ratchet and Clank earlier. That game, when it came out, was $40.
Yep.
Which was fucking awesome, and I was hoping that we would see a trend of that. And it didn't happen.
Yeah,
and that game sold really well too. I'm pretty sure
the game sold well.
And similarly, Far Cry New Dawn didn't come out at the same price point as Far Cry 5, right? Because it was distinctly meant to be shorter. If I recall, that didn't come out at a $60 price.
Believe they do that with all of the one-off games.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
I want to say it came out at like 30 or 40.
Blood Dragon, yeah, Primal, and New Dawn. They use all the same. Well, not all. They use a lot of the same assets, the engine, everything from the numbered game before it. So they charge less for it.
Interesting.
But that's a good example for less content, less work, and charging you cheap and charging you less because of it. And I really
released at $40.
Yeah. And I really like that for that reason. If they're not giving you a full new thing, then don't charge you full new price. And in that situation, I totally feel like, then yeah, sure, $40 for a slightly lesser version of a $60 game, then that length is fine for me if it's slightly shorter than a normal game.
So what's the
I feel like we're getting too attached to that price versus length variable, though.
Yeah.
Because I think the argument here needs to be more on the lines of, like, are games hindered or improved by the duration, basically?
Increased length, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's a thought. Think of your favorite, like a set of your favorite games, like the top three, five, whatever the fuck. Do you find that you generally trend to liking longer games or shorter games more?
Shorter games.
Shorter minus my number one.
Yeah, but the majority of like the games I regard in a high thing, are shorter games.
Mm-hmm.
Again, longer.
Yeah.
Okay. If I put in Xenoblade and Xenoblade X, I put in Borderlands 2, mm-hmm. which is a lot of replay mm-hmm. content with multiplayer. I put in any given Monster Hunter game, which I throw 100 hours on easy. I give an Arkham game, not nearly as long as those other ones, but still a decent amount of playthrough content, especially with DLC stuff.
Aren't most of the Arkham games like 10 to 20?
A little more than that.
Hmm. Oh, really? Huh.
But
they were that long.
They're decently long.
If they're only 10 to 20, shit, let me pick up that fucking collection. Actually, I think I have it. Yeah, I think Epic gave it away to go. I'm gonna bust
Origins might be that, like, City's a little long.
I think
Arkham City's definitely a little longer.
I was gonna say, I think the first one's actually the shortest.
I would assume that to be the case, yeah.
Yeah.
I assume my favorite City and that one's a little longer than the other ones, so. But I definitely trend towards liking longer games. Any given Fire Emblem game's another example. Any given Tales game's another example.
Yeah,
and there's some short games that I love, but they tend to be indies, which are naturally going to be shorter anyway. Yes.
Totally.
Yeah, I will say most of my, other than probably God of War, most of my like top 5 or 10 that are shorter are more the AA size.
Yeah, I mean, I'm specifically thinking of games like Bastion, Transistor, and Firewatch, which is another games that fit like a singular experience. You sit down, and you can play through it in a single sitting. I have a huge affection for that.
Yeah, do you think
Until Dawn's another example, but that was actually a more expensive game.
Do you think it's more of an issue of pacing than the actual length of the game itself?
Pacing is difficult because like obviously a faster paced game is going to be a more like nonstop, you're enjoying the active playtime experience. But like, that's not to say that like you can't have a slow paced game and it still work. That's just a stylistic thing. And I think that it's probably easier for a game dev to make a fast paced game because you get like less time to look to like slow down and look at things and really like see if the paint on the walls is dry, more as long as you're just sprinting through and just playing video games and you're just playing Vanquish and you're just flying through levels shooting motherfuckers.
Sorry, go ahead, Dapper.
I was gonna say, and that's, for me, that's another genre based thing. Like, again, a lot of JRPGs are going to start slow as you learn mechanics and your party's weak. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with slow pacing then because it's getting me into the story and to the mechanics, and then they speed up pacing. But for other games, a slow pace is going to be bad, and I'd rather it be fast paced and finish quicker if that's what it's more designed to do.
Totally.
I think the point I was going to try to make was maybe the beginning pacing doesn't matter as much. Like and even for JRPGs, the pacing's generally slow at the beginning because you're learning a lot and you don't want it to be fast paced. If it's fast paced, you're learning too much and then you don't know what the fuck's happening.
When we were playing P4, it's like you don't get to play the game for like an hour and a half.
Even among JRPGs, Persona games are literally
Persona 5, at least like in the first 5 minutes of the game, they get you do a dummy tutorial fight. Because you're doing like the in-media res bit, like P4. I was like, man, fucking mid-2000s, they didn't give a shit.
Yeah, literally. I'm pretty sure Ian posted in the chat like earlier. He's like, I've been playing this game for 3 hours and I haven't done any. I pushed the button 5 times.
It was 10 times, but yeah. 5 of those were probably to just advance dialogue. So it's But I think like, really, it's more of a pacing issue than an actual length of the game issue. Because, like, if you have something that starts off a little slow, ramps up, and then just keeps your attention the whole time, it doesn't feel as long, even if it is 40 hours.
Yeah, I know. 100%. Yeah, that's 100% true.
There's a reason why people love Zelda games, but they hate the first 2 to 3 hours of Zelda games. They usually, almost all of them have bad pacing in the first 3 hours. Or just, like, the opening of the games aren't fun and they drag on, and then it's like, cool, you finally made it to a dungeon, go kill shit.
Or the even worse scenario of an opening of a game that is very exciting and then the game from there drags.
Yeah.
BioShock Infinite is a great example of this, where it's like,
oh my god,
it's reviewer bait. The coming to Columbia is all very interesting. The fight
first hour is so good.
Yeah,
it's super interesting.
That's a game that's too long, because
that game's not even long. It's like 12 hours.
It's not long, but that game feels longer than it is, because the first part is so much better and faster paced.
I would say Prey kind of does the same thing. The first hour is immaculate. Yeah. The next 5 hours are really, really excellent. And then the rest of it kind of falls off. And the last 4 hours is just like, Jesus God, why am I still playing this?
Because Bullet Sponge McGee enemies shows up.
Yeah. That can kill you very fast, so you don't have to care.
Yeah. Alterheim brings up a good example in the chat. Kingdom Hearts.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
The beginnings of those games all feel way too long.
Sorry, do you mean
well, the whole Kingdom Hearts? Yeah.
Because the Disney World and Kingdom Hearts suck hog.
So all of the worlds?
Yeah. That's the worst part. Everything besides the beginning and the end of the Kingdom Hearts game is completely unnecessary for the actual game, but that's the game.
Yeah.
And I understand the importance of the Roxas segments for like establishing the story, but God, is playing as Roxas just the literal worst. The literal worst, and I love Kingdom Hearts 2, but fuck Roxas.
Are you sure you don't want to do this skateboarding minigame?
What about Destiny Islands? What about collecting those fucking coconuts?
Jesus God.
And hanging out with your best friends, Waka, Tidus, and Sylphie.
Hey, you want to race Riku? Part.
Fuck Riku, he cheats.
He cheats in every game. Damn it. So we got like pacing, we got actual like cost of the game and impacting how we feel about the length. What else do we need?
Here's maybe just a fun question. What are some of the shortest games that you've played that were still awesome?
Minute. Boom.
I mean, for some reason my head jumped instantly to Celeste, but even that's still like 6 hours.
That's still by game that's length short. That's pretty short. Yeah.
One of my favorite games of all time, Firewatch. You can actually complete it with viewing everything in the game in like 3.5 hours.
I would say going off of Walking Sims. Gone Home. That's literally like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And that I was totally engrossed for that hour and
Gone
a half.
Home's great. Yeah.
I literally need to open my list because I can't think of anything that's shorter than
that. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever done anything that's like under 3 hours.
Her Story, I did in like 2.5, probably.
Yeah, that game's really good.
It's hard to call it a game.
I was about to say, if you can call it a game.
Wait, sorry. Easy answer. Helltaker. hour and a half most.
Oh,
awesome game.
Yes,
Alterheim says Journey, which is like
I think that's the pinnacle example personally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is probably the best example.
Abzu, which is the underwater journey, is
what's Journey? An hour?
Longer than an hour, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like hour and a half to two.
Yeah.
I remember replaying it and I was like, this is longer than I remember.
But yeah, I think that Journey is probably my only real example. I tend to play medium length games.
I think for me the perfect range is probably about 12 hours. That means I'll almost certainly finish your game as long as it's not really bad. But once it gets past 12 is when I like start to fall off of finishing a game.
Strong argument. Portal 2.
How?
It's like an 8 to 10 hour game.
The game's like perfect.
It's fucking absolutely kicks ass.
Yeah.
Doesn't overstay its welcome. All the jokes have time to land.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'd also
give points to like a Life is Strange style.
Yeah.
Like an episodic kind of thing.
Yeah.
The episodic games are good because if I get 5 hour long episodes, you know, that's a pretty easy thing to get through.
I will say that also is suspect to the quality of the individual episode, which is different from the quality of the overall game.
I think just the Telltale method in general, where you have like 5 episodes, they're 1 to 2 hours each. That's it. Generally, like, I'll give the Telltale games credit, even though I didn't super like the Batman one. The pacing on it was generally pretty good.
I wish you had picked a better Telltale game, because a lot of them are actually very good.
Yeah, it's not that one.
I mean, I think it's easy to gloss over all the bad shit that Telltale has, but like, think Walking Dead 1 was so good that it launched a genre.
Yep. Yeah. And pretty much made them the like narrative games company overnight.
For a few years, anyway.
Wolf Among Us, Walking Dead 1, and Tales from the Borderlands are all just phenomenally well done.
Remarkable Me literally said that right as you typed it. Right as you said it.
Whoa. Valhalla Cyberpunk Bartending, 3 hours.
Oh, is that all? I need to play that then.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that short.
I picked it up, but I need to play it, yeah. I think, similar to you, Zach, I think my limit's probably like 15 for most games, where if it's under 15, I'll almost always finish it unless it just sucks real bad. Mm-hmm. If it's over that, that's when we start to get to iffy territory.
Mm-hmm.
But man, do you think... Let me bring this one up. So, AAA big budget games in the West. I'm kind of ignoring JRPGs for this one again, because I think that by genre they kind of have to be long.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think is the actual optimal length for this? Not just like your personal taste, but at what length do you think a AAA studio could make their game where they can tell their story to completion? They can get the production value that they're looking for. They can still charge full price. And that's all 3 points I can think of. But what's the really solid point in time?
I mean, it depends. Is it more of a narrative hallway game like Last of Us, or is it an open world? Because if it's open world, then I think you're going to have to go past 20 hours.
Or like not counting like all the side content, because like if I was to judge Red Dead Redemption on all of the side missions I can do and like going and collecting all the fucking legendary animals, that's an entirely different thing than me just playing through the story of the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an important thing to note, is that a lot of games, again, especially JRPGs, are like, and I know we're not on that for this point, is like 60 to finish, 120 to do all the other shit.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
But even 60 to finish, I'm like, nah, I'm good. Thanks, Chief.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, for the open world games, I think we really consider like Critical Path plus some side quests for actual playtime.
Mm-hmm. And with that, honestly, I would say 25. We get past that, it's a very good chance I'll put 30 hours into the game, but I'll be like halfway done with it. I'm like, well, sorry, Witcher 3. I didn't unlock your third map yet. But I'm going to go play something else now.
I think part of that is fault of the player and the developer. The developer's clearly not making it obvious enough what you need to do to complete the game. And for the player, it's like, I need to just fuck all this shit. I'm bored of doing this. I'm going to critical path it.
That's my fault, because I am very much like, oh, there's a side quest? Oh, let's go do it. And that was what fucked me on Red Dead Redemption 2, is I kept doing that, and then I got to a certain point in the game where I'm like, okay, I've put in like 45 hours. I don't know how much there is, but let's just critical path it. And I played for like another 15, and I don't want to say any spoilers, but a certain character hadn't died yet, and I knew there was a whole other thing after that, which didn't also sound fun. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to watch some cutscenes on YouTube and call it a day, because Red Dead Redemption 2, I'm fucking tired of you.
Yeah, I mean, Red Dead 2 also has, like, a disgusting amount of, like, slog. Like, you get past basically all of the main story beats, and the game just keeps fucking going, and you're like, okay, I fucking get it. That game's long. That game's, like, 50 fucking hours of just... Yeah. Your like not side quest, nothing, that's just like straight up the critical path. Like, that is way too much game. Like, I'm gonna assign a hard number to it. 26 hours is the perfect length for a AAA game.
That's actually longer than I was gonna say 20.
That's the amount it took me to beat Nier Automata.
I'm going to end up actually really close to Fisher. I think for those kind of AAA games, I'm going to say about mid-20s. So I'll also say like the 25-ish area is good for those kind of games.
I'd say up to 30, because I think 30 is what Horizon Zero Dawn took me. And I that is a game where I did the vast majority of the side quest content, didn't feel like the main mission overstayed its welcome, and that was really it.
Yeah. But I think, I said my 25. I think that's good. Oh, if it's more of a narrative-based game, I think 14 is the perfect. I said it in the chat, but I think one of my biggest pet peeves with games is when they disrespect the player's time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Jesus. The ultimate example of that that I can think of right now is Death Stranding, with how many fucking skippable cutscenes that are there always.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's every time you take an elevator, every time you fucking drop shit off, every time you fucking piss, every time you take a shower, like,
yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Drink a Monster Energy.
A cutscene I have to hit two buttons to skip.
Yep.
That sounds like a nightmare.
And I have to hold one of them. So that's 5 seconds of my goddamn time wasted.
Yeah. And just imagine if you couldn't skip that would literally add probably another 5 hours to the game of just watching the same shitty cutscene over and over again.
I wanted to say this early on, and we didn't bring it up until now. I don't want to talk about Death Stranding in this, because it is a game that clearly intentionally disrespects your time.
Yep.
It does.
No, you just don't understand Hideo Kojima's genius of game making.
No, I do, and I understand that he wants us to spend a shitload of time with Sam intentionally, so we like form a connection. I don't care.
Form a connection to this really blank and dull character, yeah.
A game shouldn't need to take that long for you to start caring about a character. Last of Us 1 was literally like 14 hours, and by the end of that, I fucking love Joel and Ellie. But
fuck that shit. Last of Us 1, 5 minutes in, Sarah dies, and I'm like fucking reaching for the tissue box.
Spoilers.
Ow. It's a 10-year-old game. Eat my ass.
It's also the first 5 minutes of a 10-year-old game. But I think 20 to 25 is generally reasonable. I think, like, Last of Us 2 would have benefited from being 5 hours shorter and being more in that time zone. I think God of War was in that time zone, and it felt nearly perfectly paced for me.
Yep, agreed.
I think certain levels, like certain realms of God of War drag, but like overall, once that's done, you're right back into it, and it doesn't drag anymore.
And it's not excessive. Like, I feel Last of Us 2 and even Odyssey have excessive moments of like, fuck, let me get.
But as long as overall, like, it's like peaks and valleys, that's a lot better than peak, huge trough, peak.
And that's games are supposed to be peaks and valleys. You don't appreciate the peaks as much if you don't have valleys. That's just how it works.
That's classic egg media. Yeah. Like that's pre like film, pre like storytelling. That's just like
totally.
Yep, you need slow buildup that has little peaks and valleys, and eventually you get to your climax, and then you have your conclusion. That's storytelling, just in general. Mm. I think that's the key. I don't know that I have a ton else on this.
Author says, somebody remember how many hours are in Silent Hill 1, 2, and 3? I don't.
I want to
say they were like maybe 10 or under games. I'm pretty sure.
I feel like that's accurate.
Generally, horror games, and
I was gonna say that, horror games I feel like can get away with being shorter.
I feel like horror games have to be shorter, and I think this applied to Last of Us Part 2 partially, because it's sort of survival horror. But this is a point I actually want to go with. Games, and this applies to movies too, but movies have the luxury of generally being shorter than 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Media that makes you feel uncomfortable cannot be 20 hours long.
Right? Yeah.
Because, but also, maybe that makes you comfortable has the benefit of having a more lasting impression.
Yeah, it 100% has and that's what I mean. Like, I don't have problems with any sort of media, whether it be movies, games, books, TV, whatever, making me feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't super appreciate feeling uncomfortable for like 30 fucking hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's why like super tense movies like Uncut Gems or Get Out can succeed in their 2 hour format. Whereas a super long game, I'm like, Jesus God, just get me out of here, please. Yeah.
And horror games are the same way. If a horror game ends up being 20 or 30 hours long, I know some of the Resident Evils got close to that, but
did they really?
I feel like 4 was close to that length.
Five is long. It doesn't need to be.
As I say, well, 5 definitely starts going on like the action side. I feel like it's less a horror game, but that's
true. But the
How long were the Dead Space games? 1 and 2.
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm currently on How Long to Beat, so I'll check. by the way,
I love that website. 10 out of 10.
11 hours.
Yeah.
Dead Space 11 hours. I was also on that website and slightly faster than Stitcher.
And most of them are on there. Most of them are around there. Dead Space 2 is looking at 9 to 10. 3 is like 12 to 13. Yep. So they're roughly all the same length.
And those games kick ass.
Yeah, 3 sucks, but other than that, yes.
You're right. Ignoring 3.
But everything has to be a fucking action game.
It definitely has to do with tone, too. So, like, if you have a game that makes you feel uncomfortable, same with a movie. If Schindler's List was 6 hours long, you wouldn't fucking watch the whole movie.
Oh, God.
Like, or Grave of the Fireflies. Yeah. If Grave of the Fireflies was 6 hours long, I would piece the fuck out.
No, I'd be dead.
But I can sit there and watch Lord of the Rings for 9 hours with the extended editions and feel fine, because it doesn't...
People love like super tense television shows, but the good things about that is you can watch them for 1 hour and fucking dip.
Exactly.
Like, exactly.
I mean, I guess technically you could binge a show like The Ozarks, but why would you want to do that to yourself?
I generally do not like to binge very hard, serious
shows, even
in anime, which tend to be more lighthearted. I will not binge a serious show.
Even like Black Mirror, I don't.
Well, you don't want to watch all binging. And add back to back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If I watch an episode of Black Mirror, I'm not watching a second one right after.
Especially if it's episode 1.
Damn right.
What a tone setter. What a great television show.
We'll talk about this later.
Yeah, we don't have to go on, but I don't like Black Mirror.
But I think it does kind of tie in. Like, the tone of a game affects how long it feels. So if you have a game that is really heavy tonally, you can't make a 30-hour game. This is why people, like, outside of critics are having trouble with The Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah.
It's 30 hours, and the tone... the whole time, minus like 3 flashbacks, is heavy. And even those flashbacks that are happy have a connotation that they lead to something sad. So
they definitely could have cut out about a third of the segments where you're fighting anything and just put in like, oh, hey, Dina's cute. Oh, hey, I can't remember his name, but he's also a cool guy.
Oh, Jesse?
Yes, thank you. Jesse's nice.
Yeah, Jesse's lame. He has no character, but
they could have given him a better character. And
that's true. You know what? You know what would have benefited him, his character? Time.
Yeah, that's true.
Time not where I'm not
fighting. I was gonna say that, but I
didn't want to. Time on screen.
Yes, exactly.
He needed on screen time.
Characters, that's a good point. Time spent. I mean, that's, and like that, once again, is what I didn't want to say, but it comes down to the core competency of this argument, where it's like, it's just how you use the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you use the time well, you can be as long as you fucking want.
Yeah.
But you'll also find that the more like proper use of time you actually use, the less time like you don't need all the extra fluff, and you get to the climax of the story faster because you've spent less time punching zombies in the face and more time having that conversation about your dead shitty adoptive father.
Ellie.
But even like, I'll even say for like Tales of Symphonia, my favorite game of all time, that's like a 60 hour playthrough the first time, you could have shaved 5 or 10 off.
I mean, but just I feel like if we sit here and look at all the time you could shave off of JRPG, we would have enough time to make 7 more video games.
Only 7?
It's seven more JRPGs.
Yeah.
Which then we can then
I still have the same comment. Only 7.
And probably squeeze another one.
The last point I really want to bring up before we call it here is leaving my brain right now. Fuck. No.
Gone.
It's gone. It was good.
You think that
I have a counter if you need some time.
Yeah, go, give me time, go for it.
Games that are indefensibly long that you don't care. Love them anyway.
Oh, preferably pretty much every JRPG. I mean, I guess Assassin's Creed Odyssey is the only one that comes to mind.
Any of the Mount and Blade games, which can take upwards of 300 hours to complete.
I would say probably Metal Gear Solid 5. I played the shit out of that game, but I really enjoyed any Metal Gear game. Well, I think the other ones are fairly shorter.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe except for four. Yeah.
Four is not
a fucking video game. Four is a Hideo Kojima's movie with scat humor.
Yeah, it is. But 1, 2, 3. Oh man, he made three really, really good games.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a free to play.
Not fucking remembering my point.
Helltaker, great game.
What were we talking about before?
Great game.
This.
I don't remember.
Damn it. I'll just edit. Oh man, I had a fucking really good one too. I'm mad. I'm really mad at myself for this.
Well, that's our show, folks.
I'm gonna think of this like 3 hours from now and put it in Discord.
You're laying in bed and just all of a sudden
ding 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 all on your phone.
Fuck. We gotta come back and record the ending.
Get back on. I know it's 3 a.m. your time, but damn it, we're gonna record it.
Same shirts on.
Yeah. We can't ruin the continuity.
I can't think of it. Anyone got any?
We all come on wearing each other's shirts and hope no one notices.
We trade shirts.
Finally.
Jersey swap.
Anyone got any other points? I'm clearly brain dead today.
It's okay for games to be long if they're good.
Games don't need to be long to be good.
Agreed.
Fuck me up on those 100-hour JRPGs.
Yeah, that being said, if Persona 6 happens to be a 400-hour game, I ain't complaining, baby.
God damn it. Outside
of JRPGs and some very, very good visual novels, games do not need to be that long to be awesome.
I will say this. If a game is very long and it's on a portable console, I am much more tolerant of that.
That's true.
How often
are very long, large games on portable consoles and they're not JRPGs?
That's what I was going to say.
I think I'm the opposite. I'd rather have a shorter portable game.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm not going to play Persona 5 because it's not on the Switch. That's where
I wonder if we're cultured by that, by having a commute that neither of us drive.
That's
every single day.
Probably part of it.
Totally part of it for me.
Because like I played all of Celeste and Hollow Knight and a lot of Stardew Valley on the Switch on my commute to and from work every single day.
Oh, Stardew Valley is an excellent example. That's not a JRPG, and I fucking love that game on my Switch. I don't
games
particularly
don't have
enjoy.
Endings don't count.
Okay, well, you got me on that one.
What doesn't count?
Games that don't have endings don't count.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of true. They're literally
made to be infinite. Like that's like saying, man, that roguelike really fucking gets me in the fifth hour.
I was gonna say, I was like, it would have been really funny to have Hyo in for this conversation. But like, yeah, Toontown's a really long game.
I have a real long one. I've poured in my life literally thousands of hours into RuneScape. I don't need to justify why that's a bad decision that I will make again.
Yeah. I mean, I said it earlier. I have played a lot of WoW. I'm talking thousands of hours of WoW.
MMOs are a waste of time, but you know that. You know that when you're going into it.
A waste of time. If I enjoy myself while I'm playing the game, it ain't a waste of time, dude.
Yeah.
But like League of Legends, fuck. I got another couple thousand hours into that game, probably. Yeah. Battlefield 2, I put 1,000 hours into. Yeah. Tons of games like that.
Remarkable Me says, man, RuneScape is really long, which is, it's an MMO. But man, I would love to watch someone speedrun an MMO.
I feel like.
Yeah, you can do that.
I mean, you have to read all the content available.
That's nothing.
I know there's like speedrunning, getting to 1,000,000 on Iron Man in RuneScape, RuneScape.
Yeah,
that's kind of funny.
Yeah, the speedrunning of individual skills is a thing too, and like something like that's cool. We could tell speedrunning is a different beast, though.
Totally.
Totally different. Yeah.
Speedrunning is a different beast, of course.
Yeah. I mean, speedrunning is inherently making any length of game shorter. So.
Yeah. Usually via bullshit.
Yeah, via bullshit for the most part. I think that's it. So, our game's too long.
Yes.
Most of us say
change my mind. Yes.
Most of us say yes. Dapper is definitely in the minority on this one with fuck me up with them 100-hour games.
Long games be good.
But yeah, I think that's it. Does anyone have any plugs or things to bring up before we close out?
Look forward to another video essay by me. It's a collaboration with the Debate This podcast. It's a fun podcast, so I recommend checking them out. But it's all about how there actually it perfectly ties into this because it's all about how there are too many games and we all have paralyzation anxiety about what to play and how to get through that. So actually very relevant to this episode.
Yeah, I don't know if it helps you guys, but spreadsheets sure as fuck help me. And I know that's nerdy, but it does.
I just act like certain games don't exist. That's not even a joke. I just purge certain games from my like cognizance, so I don't worry about them.
At some point in the near future, we're probably going to be doing a book club discussion on Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Oh, that's right. We never did
that. Do need to talk about that because I have only put 2 hours into it and I have like 7 games to finish now. So I'm probably not going to finish it. Whoops. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I mean, me and Music can carry that conversation. And Ian, too, I think, because he played all of it, I think. So.
Oh, good.
And it just ties into your paralyzation next one.
I feel like Ian goes into like the hyperbolic time chamber to play games because every week he talks about what he's played. I'm like, how?
Ian does not have a job. And
I know.
That makes such a big difference.
I miss those days. Not that I have a job right now anyways, but.
Your job is making content.
That's You're true. A content creator. That is your job.
Hey, listen, I make $30 a month and don't you forget it.
The other thing we should plug, I guess, only for those in Twitch, we're doing a reaction to Ubisoft Forward on Sunday. Yes. I think it's 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Let me double check that.
I think that's right. I'm pretty sure I checked earlier today, so I set my alarm to wake up. But yeah, at least Zach.
It's actually the pre-show is at 11 Pacific. It starts at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. So we'll probably go live just like 15 minutes before that.
Okay, cool. Alterheim in the chat. That's like 8 p.m. GMT, I believe.
At 5 hours, yes.
Yeah, so. Look forward to that. Way Forward's the Shantae people Bakugan game.
Making the not Wario game.
Yeah. All right, so we've got that. We got a Ubisoft reaction. Zach's got a new video coming out. We've got Around the Monitor every Thursday at 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern. Lots of stuff coming.
Woo. Yeah. Content.
All right. It's been fun, everyone. This has been Around the Controller. Have a good night.
Do we salute for this?
Oh, I forgot I wasn't sharing my screen. You're like 5 seconds too late.
Yo, Dave and I did it synced as fuck.
We did.
Around the Controller.